Think of the skin as your energy. It's kind of like your battery pack.
But that battery pack gets drained by the sun, our environment, and just plain aging.
You know, I think that everybody wants to maintain their skin in a youthful fashion.
Welcome to The Genius of Wellness, a podcast brought to you by Hopkins Medical Group, serving patients in Greater Boston with a personalized approach to healthcare, both in person and through telemedicine. Learn more and schedule an appointment at thegeniusofwellness.org. I'm Ted Canova. Maybe it was all those months in quarantine, looking in the mirror, that people are flocking to cosmetic surgeons and dermatologists. But before you spend a lot of money or have unnecessary procedures, listen to Dr. Pat Hopkins and her colleagues, Mara Hines and Leslie Ferdima, share the products and services they recommend to reverse aging and save our skin. Pat, in our last episode, you and your team shared personal skin stories plus some simple ways to save our skin. Today, we're going to really focus on the skincare products that you offer at Hopkins Medical Group. Why is the holistic, organic approach sometimes not enough? And why do we need to turn to products?
Well, I think products have been in the market for over 100 years, maybe 200, probably about 5,000 years now that I reflect upon it. And the bottom line is that there are things that you can do that will provide or accelerate repair and healing. And that has been known for many years.
Pat, why don't you share some of the products that we're talking about?
So I wanted to focus to start on the Zoe brand. This is the new and improved version of the Obagi products, which I trained with Zine Obagi back 18 years ago. You're going to find that these products are formulated in such a way and micronized. That means in little tiny, tiny microns that the product is delivered to the skin with efficacy. And we recommend that all people follow the stepwise program. And it starts with getting skin ready. And what does that mean? That means to cleanse, exfoliate, and tone. Because when you do that, you normalize skin functions and you optimize the effectiveness of all the programs that follow. Take, for example, my daughter called me this week and said, "Mom, I have more freckles than I have neurons. Like, you've got to do something." She's a redhead and she wants to tone down not only her freckles, she's 37, but she also wants to get ahead of the aging. She said, "I know I have some sun damage, but I also am covered with freckles." So she's decided to follow her mother's advice and get skin ready.
Mara, you're a nurse practitioner. Share with us, how do you start a skin regimen?
Starting a skin regimen can be overwhelming, daunting, really. I think a lot of us start with products that we can buy at Target or CVS. It's part of adulting, I guess, when you really start to take care of your skin. Zoe does make it very easy to figure out a way to start. They have a package called Getting Skin Ready, and it involves a cleanser, exfoliator, and toner. And there's a few different kinds to choose from in each of those categories that we pick specifically based on the person's skin type. And then we at Hopkins always recommend adding Daily Power Defense to the end of that, which can work as a moisturizer, but also has a little bit of retinol in it. Zoe really does simplify it. And then, of course, you can build from that. But using the Getting Skin Ready program really has changed my skin. And a lot of my friends have taken notice and have bought different products from Zoe, especially the Daily Power Defense seems to be the number one product that we would sell in our office.
All right, Mara, you say that your friends notice a difference. Visualize it for our audience, what that looks like before and after.
So I think the first thing that people notice is that your skin is brighter. Also, exfoliating helps stimulate your skin. So you have more new skin and healthy skin. Your pores look smaller after using the toner. So in general, I feel like your face looks brighter, fresher. Your pores are smaller. It really does reverse some of the signs of aging just from those few simple products.
Pat, let's stay on the Zoe skincare products for a second. I know people who have gone in for facials and the esthetician upsells them. It's like everything is free during that facial when you get some samples on the way out. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, how about buying $80, $120, $200 worth of the products because you really need it to make your skin shine. Is that just over the top? And how is Zoe products different from that?
So I've been always on the side of treatments. I think a facial is a way to take a step forward in looking at what a facial can do for you. We actually took a step over that line and decided not to do facials, but to do therapeutics. And I really want people to know that all of the lines that we use, Zymogen, Standard Process, Metagenics, they're all through a physician because we do treat them as a medical intervention. And for the skin, I'm going to say that you should be under the guidance of someone who knows what they're doing and has used the products, and they are medicines. And we do develop a personalized program depending on what you want to do. Do you want to prevent aging? Do you want to modify pigmentation? Do you have acne, oily skin? Do you have rosacea? That's big for women when they hit their mid-40s. All of a sudden, everyone has rosacea. Well, if you're going to invest time and your money into a product, get something that works. And quite honestly, what's sold over the counter in department stores, there's no active ingredients. We monitor people on these because you're going to have some reaction. Some of them are going to be severe. Some of them are going to be mild. And as far as facials, what we implemented was the Skin Pen with platelet-rich plasma because we really wanted to get people to get that jump start on stimulating collagen and repair of the surface of the skin. We also have laser using infrared and near-red therapy.
Okay, Pat, you're talking about Skin Pen and laser therapy. Let's take it one at a time and unbundle this. What is Skin Pen microneedling?
Skin Pen microneedling, if you follow the Kardashians, which I happily do not, but a lot of people do, a few million, it's called the vampire facial. And if you have the correct Skin Pen, which they're not inexpensive, you should not be doing this at home on yourself. There are a lot of home products that promise to be just as good as the in-office Skin Pen. But this is a microneedle, teeny tiny needles that are pulsing at thousands a minute, just puncturing on the surface. And the pen we have, we can control the depth depending on the level of reaction that we want to get. And so you are using microneedles with micron pulsing with micron depths. And that's important. If the patient has a lot of skin damage, we recommend that they use their own platelets, which we use their blood, spin it, and extract the platelet layer. And when you extract the platelet layer, there's growth hormone in the platelets. And if you really want growth hormone, you activate your own platelets. And while you're microneedling, when it ruptures the platelets, activates the growth hormone in them. That then stimulates your collagen. We've all heard about growth hormone. So if you want to get a jump start on your skin repair, we recommend looking at the Skin Pen as part of your therapeutic plan for the year. These programs last 4 to 6 months, and we do them in rotation.
So Mauro, when a patient comes in to use the Skin Pen microneedling, what's the frequency that they come in? How long are they in the office? And what results do you see?
The Skin Pen with the PRP procedure takes start to finish between, I would say, 30 and 45 minutes. That involves coming into the office, washing your face, having your blood work done and your blood spun down. You just draw a vial of blood and we spin it, and like Dr. Hopkins said, we pipette off the PRP or the platelet-rich plasma, and then numb your face, wash off the numbing cream, and then we start. People might say it's a little uncomfortable, certainly not painful. We've all done it in the office. And as we rub the Skin Pen over your face, we're dripping or placing the PRP as we go. So the little micro injuries that we create, and then we put the PRP in there, and the PRP is liquid gold. It really does stimulate repair, damaged cells, and stimulate your own collagen. When you leave the office, some people look like they have a little sunburn. Some people do have a few areas of abrasion. That's kind of the reaction we're looking for. That resolves usually by the next morning. After the first time, some people do notice a small peel after having the procedure. Their skin feels tighter, looks brighter, dewy almost. We can do that about once a month, times three. And then we reevaluate and move forward with the skin regimen from there.
Mauro, you mentioned that the Skin Pen can tighten your skin. Is there any fear that it becomes too tight, the way that we see movie stars kind of go over the top with getting plastic surgery?
No, totally different, Ted. That's from a extreme facelift or someone who went too far. This is just, you notice that some of your fine lines have filled in a little bit, and it just makes your skin almost like those skin cells that have been kind of shriveled really plumper, and you just have a really refreshed look. There's no over tightness. Maybe the first day when you go to bed, you might notice a teeny bit of swelling that makes you feel like your skin is tight. But the next day, it really is a great result and very minimal downtime.
We talk about female patients a lot, but I'm eager to get in there and try this myself as I age. Pat, I know that your clientele is both men and women, but primarily women. Would you recommend maybe spouses getting their husbands this as a gift card?
Well, I'm going to tell you, my husband uses all the Zo products. They are in no way targeted towards women. They are targeted to everyone who has skin. I tell people, use what works. We know that vitamin C works. We know that retinol, which is vitamin A, works. And we know that peeling works, glycolic acids work. So you have to incorporate that into your protocol. And you should be doing that with products that work. I mean, Dr. Obagi would say retinol cradle to grave. And that's really the calling card of every plastic dermatologist in Hollywood, which we are all faced with sun damage. And the only way to protect it over time is to incorporate active ingredients that allow repair of the radical oxidation processes that happen in your skin as a result of sun damage. We're also under assault by the many chemicals that are in our foods. As we've talked before, the skin is the largest organ. We detoxify through our skin, and we need to repair our skin. Think of the skin as your energy. It's kind of like your battery pack. And so you want the skin to be able to take on energy, which it does with UV light, but you also need to protect it with global warming, with the change in the ozone, with acid rain, with exhaust in the air. There's many heavy metals in the air, cadmium, mercury, lead. These are all in the air as a result of combustion of petroleums and fuel. So therefore, we need to take care of our skin just like we take care of our gut. I don't know a man or a woman that doesn't want that. My husband loves the exfoliants. He loves the vitamin C. He uses those every single day. I don't let him have my growth serum because I need that. I've been doing the toning on my skin for almost 20 years. You know, I think that everybody wants to maintain their skin in a youthful fashion. While we do Botox and fillers here, I tell people, get your skin looking great. Just because you did Botox and filler isn't going to make your skin good. It may change the contours and decrease wrinkles, but you want to have good skin around that.
Hi, it's Ted with a brief reminder to rate and review this podcast on whatever channel you're listening. The insights in these 20 minutes are what you can expect in becoming a member of Hopkins Medical Group. Learn more and schedule an appointment, either in person or through telemedicine, at thegeniusofwellness.org. Now, back to our conversation. Leslie, you're a functional nurse nutritionist, and I know you also perform laser therapy in the office for some skin conditions. Can you share with us what those conditions are? How does the laser therapy work, and what results do you get?
Sure, Ted. I think most people can appreciate that light is absorbed by your skin and has an effect. We sit at the beach all day and we get tanned, which is actually a protective mechanism of the skin in response to being exposed to ultraviolet light. Most people also realize that sunlight helps us manufacture vitamin D. So there's clearly something that happens when light hits our skin that has a biological response. There are also other spectrums of light beyond sunlight, such as red and near-infrared wavelengths, and that's what we are using when we talk about low-level laser therapy, or LLLT. It's called low-level because the level of energy or power density is much less than what's emitted by lasers that are used for things like cauterization in the OR, breaking up kidney stones, and laser vision correction. So those are applications of lasers in medicine that we've been using for 20 or 30 years now. So the point is that the photons emitted by the laser are absorbed by the skin cells, and a host of different reactions get triggered. ATPs increase, nitric oxide's released, blood flow improves, tissue repair and healing happens. So low-level laser therapy is being used now at Hopkins Medical Group to help heal skin conditions such as psoriasis, acne, eczema, dermatitis, as well as things like just joint inflammation and pain, scars. So low-level laser therapy is a non-invasive way to help improve a skin condition, and there's almost no side effects, and so it's very safe to use. This is a newer therapy that is being adopted by more practices, and you'll also see in our upcoming newsletter, there's going to be some articles about the science behind low-level laser therapy and skin benefits.
Maura, I know that the office in the last few months has been opening for more and more services, little by little, more and more hours, more and more days. Are there any restrictions during this COVID period of what a patient can do when they come in for skin treatment?
No, as far as skin treatment, or actually all treatments that we offer, we're keeping our office kind of quiet at the moment. The waiting room is essentially empty. We're being very safe, obviously cleaning rooms in between patients. There's no reason that you can't come into the office right now and receive a skin treatment or a laser treatment. Actually, now's a great time to have your skin done. When we go back into the real world, we'll all be looking fantastic. So no, there's no hiccup there. If you're interested, obviously give our office a call. And we're always running specials. You can check our Instagram. But no, there's no reason during quarantine or COVID that someone couldn't come in and have an office procedure done.
And Pat, to wrap things up, why don't you share with us, why did you choose the products you choose?
About 20 years ago, when I developed rosacea, I started to look at the different product lines and started to go to the cosmetic conferences that my husband would go to. And I met Zine Obagi. And I spoke to all of the nurse practitioners and physicians and said, what were they using? And they all pretty much gave the Obagi line at that time 4 stars. And that's when I started to use the Obagi products, which are now the Zo products. So we're comfortable with it. They provide us with a lot of education, great courses, and we have some great giveaways that will be in our specials this month. Get Skin Ready packages, which are going to be available for people that use any of our products or actually avail themselves of any services here. So you'll be seeing those posted on our website, our Instagram, and Facebook, and in our newsletters. So open, read, watch, and you'll learn about the specials that we have, when we're going to be doing courses. I think in the fall, we'll probably set up a Zoom course so we can go through the products and show people what it's like. We'll do some videos and have our before and after pictures up. So stay tuned.
Terrific. It is so important and often very neglected what we do to our skin, isn't it? So this is really adding great information, not of just holistic ways to save your skin, which we did in the last podcast episode, but real tangible things with the products that you offer at Hopkins Medical Group. Pat, Maura, and Leslie, thanks so much for this episode.
Thank you, Ted.
Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, Ted.
And thank you for listening to The Genius of Wellness. If you like our podcast, do us a favor. Share it with your friends and family. Give us a bunch of stars and write a review on this podcast channel. All those things will help more people find us. The Genius of Wellness is brought to you by Hopkins Medical Group, serving patients in Greater Boston with a personalized approach to healthcare, both in person and through telemedicine. Learn more and schedule an appointment at thegeniusofwellness.org. I'm Ted Canova. See you next time.